strong opinions from our next guest in relation to COVID vaccination certs being asked for by those entering our pubs, restaurants and nightclubs. She claims it represents discrimination at its worst, be you vaccinated or unvaccinated, and claims it's an attack on a person's freedom. Bernie O'Hara from Drumahair is on the line, former general election candidate in Sligo Leitrim, of course. And Bernie, you're linking what you're saying to the weekend protests which took place in border areas, the Brexit protests by the border communities against Brexit group. How are both issues linked, first of all?
Good morning, mate. The thing about this is that there was people protesting about, you know, against Brexit or against a border there, which is commendable. And, like, I mean, it's great work and they're doing it for the right reason and all the rest. But I actually saw in some of the photographs of it, I saw pictures of some Sinn Féin representatives there. And Sinn Féin actually voted on this side against having COVID passes. And they voted in the north to have COVID passes. So are they not effectively putting up a border? They're creating one law in the Republic and one law in the north. So if that's not creating a border, then someone needs to explain to me what a border is. And there was no mention whatsoever of the border that has been created in every restaurant, every pub, every nightclub in this part, in the Republic. Anyone that gets that wants to go into any of these places needs to show their pass. That's exactly what you used to do at a border. You showed your documentation before you crossed the border.
But as you well know, there's a very, very, very good reason for such a system, be it a border system as you describe it or not.
What's the reason, Knife?
Well, you know, for the health reasons. We're in the middle of a pandemic, a world crisis.
Okay. Well, then, do you know what? We need to get this. We need to put it into perspective. That's the first thing we need to do. And I'm going to quote back. And I'm going to quote Dr. Holland. And yesterday evening, he said, between 20 and 25 people in every 1,000 that get COVID will end up in hospital. Now, that's 2%, right? Of those people, 2 to 3 of them will need a bed in ICU. That's about 0.25%. And 1 in 4 of those in ICU will die. So that's basically a small fraction of 1%. So instead of spending money on COVID passes and subsidising businesses to operate the system, they need to spend money on the hospital. Because less than one, from his figures, going by his figures, less than one person in 1,000 will die from COVID in ICU. So the hospital services need to be improved. That less than 1% of persons can be kept alive. And at the same time, it's increasing what's available in the hospitals. It's increasing the standards in the hospitals. And at the same time, what they have done in some hospitals, and Cavan General Hospital is one of them, but there's others, they have re-delegated staff, healthcare staff, consultants, doctors, nurses. They have refused to allow them to, you know, to work with patients, frontline workers. And they have reduced the numbers of these people in these hospitals, which in actual fact is reducing
services. I don't want to put words in your mouth. So you're saying it doesn't matter, as far as you're concerned, it doesn't matter if a person is vaccinated or unvaccinated in the current crisis.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Niall. If I was in hospital and I was very sick, I tell you one thing, I wouldn't care whether the nurse or doctor that tells me was vaccinated or not vaccinated. But the lie of the whole thing, and this is where the real crux of the whole argument, the lie of it is that a person that's not vaccinated is a danger to other people. If vaccinated people are spreading the virus as well. And the Micheál Martin actually, he didn't say so many words, but he was the one that brought in the system of the COVID pass.
Yeah.
And nobody can go into a nightclub or a restaurant or wherever without this pass. So therefore, it was all people that had their vaccination were going into these places. Yet he comes along then and he puts restrictions on these cases because the COVID was spreading so fast and he reduced the time that it could be open for. So therefore, he didn't reduce the time that could be open for. He had earlier closing time.
Okay, so you're saying there's no need for these COVID certs at all to be shown or even to have them, then you're saying?
Well, like if someone could give me a logical reason for it, I would certainly listen to it. But there is no logic for it whatsoever. All what they're doing every single evening, they're coming out with these figures, morning, noon and night, these figures, making it look like, oh, there's all these people today in hospital, 600 or whatever it is. They've been in hospital some of the weeks. And some of them are not in because of COVID. They're in with other health issues and they actually have COVID as well. And so they're frightening the life out of people. There's people absolutely living in fear. It's like as if they're trying to cause a national depression. It's outrageous. And then there's the saying about all these positives on the PCR. We've seen ourselves in the last couple of weeks, Eamon Ryan and the rugby player. Both of them got results that they didn't like, so they went and had another one done. Until they would have kept at them until they got the one that they desired. Like, I mean, it has totally taken away any credibility from that PCR test.
Okay.
Or from the people that's managing or running it, for that matter.
Okay. But the medical experts tell us, and they've told us consistently, that the vaccine doesn't stop you getting COVID. It stops you being as sick as you possibly could be if you weren't vaccinated. Do you accept that or not?
Well, when the vaccine was mentioned first, the vaccine was going to be the cure for all. Nobody was going to get sick. Nobody was going to get COVID if they had the vaccine. That was it. 70% was needed for herd immunity. We've over 90% now. And of the other 5% that doesn't have, how many of them have had the illness and they already have immunity to it? There's no sense, rhyme, no reason to what's going on. It's absolutely outrageous. And, like, I mean, you would have to say either these people will be remembered in history as the most incompetent people that ever ran the country, or else, if it's not that, they will be regarded as the most corrupt, because there obviously must be some of them.
Okay, so you're saying there should be a free fall. No restrictions on anybody at all going to pubs or restaurants or nightclubs or anywhere else. You travel, airports, nothing.
I think what needs to be done is the figures that Dr. Holohan came out with, his figures I'm quoting, you see it yourself, that they're the figures. Two to three people out of 1,000 that get COVID will end up in ICU. So the money needs to be put into these places where these people can get the medical help that they need, that they will recover. And there should be things put in place for the vulnerable. The people that are, the people, because it is the highest number of people that are dying or entering up hospital are people in the vulnerable categories. And something needs to be put in place that they can socialise, that they can go to work, that they can go about their daily duties in the comfort of knowing that they're safe. So there needs to be something put in place for to protect them and that they can still go on and live. But this generation of fear every single day needs to stop. They've taken the joy away from
The fear that they're creating, as you say, is well-founded, is it not? Look at all the people who have unfortunately lost their lives over the past, almost 2 years. Are you not worried by all that?
The people that have lost their lives over the past year, 2,500 of the people that died in this country from COVID died in nursing homes to absolute pure neglect. Not on the part of the people in nursing homes, but on the way people were sent back into those nursing homes. And if there isn't an inquiry into what went on there, there's no justice in this country. And most of the people that are dying from COVID are in the vulnerable category. And I am making the point very clear that something actually should be put in place for these people, that they can go about their lives, they can enjoy their lives, they can socialise in comfort, they can work in comfort without the risk of it. What this constant generation of fear is absolutely, totally outrageous. And you see it yourself. This is his own figures. Mm. Out of every 1,000 people that get COVID, 2 to 3 will end up in ICU. 1 in 4 will die in ICU, which means about less than, just slightly over half of one person will die in every 1,000. And there's where the emphasis needs to be put. It needs to be put to keep keeping that person alive.
All right, I have to say, a lot of our listeners agree with what you're saying this morning, but to personalise it, and I don't want to know, and it's none of my business if you're vaccinated or not, but if you go to a pub or a restaurant and you're asked to show your cert, do you refuse to do so, Bernie, or how do you respond?
Well, the thing about it is, I haven't been in any of those places in a long time where I would need them. But the only thing about it is, I would not show a cert to go into any of those places. Because the thing about this, these people are being put in an awful position. The restaurants have been put in an awful position. The pubs have been put in an awful position. They are being made into border police that they have to go in and ask people for their papers. And the restaurant association and the Vintners Association, if they're any good at all, they will be coming out objecting to that on behalf of their members. You know, it's pitting people against other. And like, there has been plenty of instances of where people have been really annoyed about being asked for this type of information. And I know lots of restaurants that do not want to do it. They've been put in the position, they've been forced to do it. They definitely do not want to do it. They don't want to become those type of people.